Welcome to episode 141?
41.
Of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright guys, we spun the wheel for Category S last episode. We got Super Milk-chan.
Yeah, it was both a blessing and a disaster.
Yeah, oh yeah. For sure. Super Milk-chan is an anime television series directed by Hideyuki Tanaka and produced by Genko.
Sure.
Genko has a link to it, so I guess that's, I don't know, an important person, because, like, usually those people have links, but, like, Tanaka, dude, he has a link, too, but it's in red for some reason.
Well,
maybe because when you click on it, it's in Japanese? No.
That means it doesn't have any articles.
Why have a link to it, then? Just don't make it a link.
And I think Genko is a company now.
Yeah, I think Genko is a company to produce by, yeah, whatever, developed by. Blah, anyway, blah. Came out in 1998 to 2000, or something like that. I know, but it was dubbed twice for Adult Swim. It was a direct translation dub, which is what was aired. But before they aired it, they also made a dub like Ghost Stories dubbed.
Okay.
Where it's like crazy and raunchy. But apparently it was too much for Adult Swim, so they didn't do it. Which is weird for Adult Swim for that to be too much. So it really must have been too much.
And which one did we watch?
I think we got the original.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it's a bit raunchy and it's not appropriate for grade schoolers, but it's not that bad.
Okay.
You know what I mean? As far as, like, raunchiness goes.
I don't think the other dub would have made it help the show any, though.
Well, maybe. Maybe not, because if you remember Ghost Stories, it was kind of interesting watching it with the dub that we had.
Yeah.
But imagine watching that f***ing thing without it. Like, it would have been bad.
It's true.
I can't imagine it being better.
I don't know. This show is not good, but it's only 4 episodes, so...
Well, about that. So, when we were comprising the list for T that we'll spin at the end of this episode, we saw on there it says the Super Milk-chan.
Uh-huh.
Now, my theory is that that's the actual TV show. And what we watched is similar to an OVA. And why do I wonder that? Because if you remember during the little commercial segments that like Dragon Ball would pop up where it'd be like Super Milk-chan,
mm-hmm.
and that would pop up for a commercial and then it would pop back up for the commercial when it's over. It said omake missions. So I googled omake. And I've seen that word before, because I watched a lot of anime throughout the years. But the definition is a special video feature that accompanies an anime, such as a collection of deleted scenes or outtakes. So, essentially an OVA.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I mean, not really, because that is different than an OVA, but like it's kind of the same thing. So I don't think we watched the show. I think we watched the outtake deleted scene type thing.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. It worked in our favor.
Unless we, there's a lot of T's, but how funny would it be if we got the Super Milk-chan?
Yeah, I know, but there was a lot of S's too, and we got it, but the odds of doing two
heavily... Yes, I mean, that's like in the millions, right?
Yeah.
It's astronomical.
It was way too many. It's like 50 just those in T's, so...
That would be hilarious, though.
Alright, premise.
There's a baby, Milk-chan, that lives in a nipple house. In a setting that is...
Well, by nipple, he means, like, bottle nipple.
like a baby bottle with a nipple on it, rubber nipple on it. And the setting for where her house is like, almost Final Fantasy VII in the slums.
Yeah.
It's almost like that. It's really, really reminiscent of it, of playing, like, the original game on the PS1.
But that's the only time we see it is when we see the house.
Yeah, in the intro.
And the rest of the time, it takes place in real life. Well, real life. But you know what I mean. Actual Japan.
For some reason, Super Milk-chan gets, or Milk-chan, I don't know if the person's name is Super Milk-chan or just Milk-chan, I can't remember.
Well, but it is called Milk-chan.
The president calls her up and hires her to do little missions, and that's the premise.
Yeah.
Sometimes she does the mission, sometimes she doesn't.
It's just a bunch of randomness, honestly.
Yeah, it's peak randomness for TV shows, especially like Americanized version of it, but this is Japanese, before it peaked. It's weird because this is 1998, but it's like random as f***.
It's like Cromartie High School without a plot.
And that didn't have much of a plot, but yes.
Yeah, it had a plot, at least. This doesn't have a plot. These were literally like, what was it, 5-minute segments, essentially?
Yeah, I mean, each episode was anywhere from, I think, 15 minutes to... almost 20 minutes.
But, like, in within the 20-minute episodes...
there was, like, little 5-minute segments of each little mission she went on, or whatever she was doing.
Yeah, we watched an anime like that. Aizen Manga Dio was like that.
Mm.
So, but that was better than this. Way better.
Yeah.
because comedy tags are death tags.
I don't understand what kind of person finds this stuff funny. Because, like, we talked about this a little bit when we were watching the two episodes. We always watch two episodes together. And it's like, the comedy is that of something an 8-year-old would laugh at, or maybe a 10-year-old, right around that area. But it's a little bit too vulgar for any parent to want an 8 to 10-year-old to be watching that. It's more of an early to mid-teen area for the type of comedy it is, as far as, like, vulgarity is used. But it's like fart jokes and shit. You know what I mean? Like, 15-year-old, you might get a laugh out of them, but that's kind of it.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly don't think I understand Japanese culture or their sense of humor, because I just don't find anything they find funny funny.
I mean, there's to be fair, and I'll bring something up here. Slapstick comedy, like Hot Shots or Airplanes, hate it. I hate that. It's so dumb. Maybe this is, like, their sort of version of slapstick comedy.
What randomness?
This weird randomness, not funny comedy that we see in anime.
But it's different if you use random events to make a joke out of it. This just puts random events together, mashes them together, and thinks it's funny.
Mm.
You know what I mean? There's no setup and there's no finish to the joke. It's just like, there's something, it's funny, right?
Mm.
And it's not. Ever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I never laugh at any of the slapstick stuff in America either. Literally ever. Oh, crap. What's the name of that one British that they do a bunch of movies?
Monty Python?
Yes. I don't like them. I hate that I don't like them, because I want to like them, but I just don't laugh.
Well, do you like Tom and Jerry or Bugs Bunny?
No.
Then you don't like slapstick.
Yeah. But, like, maybe that's their version of this. Who knows?
I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I don't get it, and it's not funny.
Yeah. It's not.
I mean, every time I see a comedy tag, I'm like, oh, this is going to be terrible.
There's not too much else to talk about. It's not good. It's
The problem is there's no
premise, really, besides what we already gave.
There's no plot. Story.
The dialogue is almost non-existent.
I mean, and it makes sense that you said OVAs, because these are just, there is no plot to it. There's nothing happens.
I wonder if the whole show's like that. I think it is. Maybe each show has one or two missions
instead of
the three or four.
It's a longer thing.
Yeah, but that maybe.
But, you know, even on a 20-minute episode of one of these, at least they would have to tell a story in that episode.
Hmm.
It'd be a bunch of random crap, but it'd be a story. But this was just, like, random. There is nothing there to it. Hmm. You know what I mean? Because it was, like, 5-minute intervals. You don't have time to do anything. Whereas 20 minutes, you gotta do something. What, are you gonna just do random things for 22 minutes?
That's what they did.
Yeah, but they couldn't even do it for 5 minutes in this.
Yeah.
Before they had to move on to a whole new story. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not good. Don't watch it. Whatever we go. One other thing. I searched Reddit Super Milk Chan, and apparently they're remaking it.
I had a feeling this was popular.
Like, oh, yeah, good.
Because I've heard the name before.
So, about hearing the name before, another thing to bring up, it aired on Adult Swim. I said that earlier, but, like, Adult Swim, that's pretty mainstream for our childhood.
Yeah.
Like, people watched Adult Swim, so I've heard it before. We probably saw commercials for it.
Probably.
Don't even remember it.
But, yeah, I just, like, I remember the name, and I got the, when I saw her, I was like, that's big in Japan, isn't it? Like, I got that feeling. It's, like, almost a mascot thing in Japan.
Probably.
I don't know. It's stupid, though. It's really, really, really bad.
Don't watch it.
Don't watch it. No.
This is it. Probably might be our shortest episode. I don't know if we're going to break 10 minutes.
Well, we still got to compare it to the other animes, and we still got to rate it.
Probably it's bottom of the list. For what it is, I mean, what is it? It's a comedy, but it's not funny. It's for children, but it really shouldn't be.
I think I'm at a 1 for it.
Yeah,
I think
it's bad on every
level. It doesn't
art, whatever music is there. Dialogue, voice acting. I mean, all of it. It's bad.
There's no story, so you can't even judge it for that. It's like, it gets no points for it. It's just an overall disaster.
I was falling asleep during the fourth episode we were just watching. I literally finished it right before you walked through the door, by the way. And my wife was like, wake up. Something happened. I forget what it was. Something with the president. I don't know.
Well, that last episode, like,
the president said something about naked ladies or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, that. So I turned the two episodes on and literally did something else. It was on in the background the most of the time because I know I didn't need to watch it. The only thing that I caught is one of the segments. It seemed like the president was in love with Milk Chan, which I found really creepy.
Yeah, it's weird.
He was like, a baby. He calls him in the middle of her in the middle of the night just to talk, and it's like, he doesn't want her to hate her by if he says disgusting things and stuff. I was like, this got real weird real quick. Anyway, yeah, it's not.
Yeah, it's a one.
It's a one, and it's at the bottom of the list.
Sure. Do we need to rank everything else? Or just watch last episode's S and put it at the bottom of that?
Well, see, the problem with S is S has a lot of good things that we did. Like, it's Sword Art Online. It's Sorcerer Stab of Orphan. It's yours, Steins Gate.
Ooh.
And Slayers. So all those, even Slayers.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible.
Was better than this.
Yeah. But what would I rather watch again? I guess Sword Art, but it's neck and neck between that and Steins Gate for me.
Yeah, no, see, I knew those two were going to be your top for me. Mine, I have Sorcerer up top there. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, either way, Sorcerer's third, and then
I actually have Steins Gate up there.
Anyway, spinning the wheel. Category T, lots of T's. It's so small we can't actually read it.
I mean, we have to wait for this thing to pop up.
Okay. The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya.
Huh. Okay.
Okay.
That could be anything.
Yeah.
Up one more.
Oh, there's a second season. Haru-chan. Oh, maybe. I wonder which one's first. So there's the Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya, and then there's the Melancholy of Haruhi Chan Suzumiya.
Actually, I think it might just be the same anime with different names.
See?
Oh, God. Oh, no, it's another comedy, too. The other one?
The one we actually got. Yeah. Well, not 25 f***ing episodes. Oh, no, these are vastly different.
They're vastly different, yeah. The one we got.
28 episodes. Comedy, mystery, psychological, science fiction, slice of life. And it looks like it's got a movie. So before we watch it, I'm going to look up if this movie is like the whole season in one. If it is, that's what I'm doing. I doubt it. I very much doubt that's what it is. But if it is, that's what I'm doing. There's a grade schooler girl on the front page. So that's about tells you.
You're gonna read the thing?
Yeah, but that's about sums up
already. I'm telling
you, especially with the tags.
I'm telling you right now, 28 episodes. Next week's gonna be a Lupin movie.
This is gonna be a tough one. Plot summary. On the first day of high school, that does not look like a high schooler, even if she's skipped a grade and she's like 12 or 13. Still. A beautiful girl named Haruhi Suzumiya introduces herself as having no interest in ordinary humans. She asks for any aliens, time travelers, sliders, or espers to join her. Watching her weird behavior is Kion, who sits in front of Haruhi and is the only person who talks to her. When Kion comments about Haruhi's joining every club in school and then quitting, he unwittingly gives Haruhi an idea to start her own after-school club. Another club? Fucking shitty anime. Therefore, Kion and others find themselves dragged, literally, into the Save Our World by overloading it with Fun Brigade. The SOS Brigade, for short.
So, where does the psychological mystery and science fiction tags play
in? I think that's gonna be the comedy part. With the comedy part, like, she's gonna imagine shit. And it's gonna be quote-unquote funny.
Why is this premise need 28 episodes?
I don't know, but it does.
Okay.
Alright, guys, next episode.
Lupin, actually.
Lupin, and then the Melancholy.
Because this is gonna take 2 weeks. 28 episodes is too long.
Oh, good lord. Alright, guys.
Bye.
Bye.